I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. We just got a movie review from Cakes and Drab on Black Panther. Both the guys liked them, said it was one of the best Marvel films they saw. And we got into this tangent of our top five movies we've ever seen or that we like.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a very subjective list.
It is.
For each of us.
Correct. It's going to be very
personal. And we're going to miss a million movies,
sure.
Too.
Right. That'll happen.
That's what I said. There's got to be 55 that we've given out.
Because I could
more.
Almost do your top five. Like, I would throw in Heat's going to be in your top five. Maybe. Goodfellas is probably going to be in your top five. Like,
maybe, maybe not.
But maybe you bounce some out.
I just ruined this segment.
Point is that you're not going to be able to get
it's
them
individual.
All.
For me, the way I did this list is these are movies that moved me, that are iconic for me,
right.
That at a certain time in my life registered and resonated with me in a way that if they came on again, I would, and I don't do this, I would likely watch it again. And right, I don't do that. That's not something I normally do.
My five movies are movies that, first of all, I loved when I saw them, but anytime they're on TV,
right.
I will watch it.
Sure.
Anytime, I don't care what.
I rarely do that.
I don't care when it is. I'll watch bits and pieces of it if it's on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would do that with all of these, but I rarely do that. it doesn't even occur because I don't even check the movie channels.
Yeah, I do. Love it.
All right, let's get your top five to lead off then.
You want me to go five?
Yeah.
No. Are we going to each
we're
go around and do one at a time?
Yeah, you're not doing all five.
Are we going to do it in an order? Is there really no particular order?
I don't have
order?
An order on mine. Mine are just...
I kind of have an order, but whatever. All right, I'll give you one I've already mentioned. Actually, I haven't mentioned this one.
By the way, are we putting up a dollar for the best list?
Absolutely.
Yeah, a dollar for the best list.
Listeners judge.
I know I'm going to lose because these are all personal to me.
We'll take, 10 calls? We'll take 10
all right.
calls.
What if people have the same movie? Should they just name it if you say it? Okay.
What do you mean?
Like if two people, if there's duplicate.
I had that
yeah,
one too.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start.
People have to keep track though.
Right.
Gotta keep track.
Yep. For me, I get sized. I watch this movie over and over and over. And I love the bonding between the fellas. I just get sized for this movie.
I already know what it is.
Good Will Hunting.
On my list.
Good Will Hunting is one of my favorites of all time.
That's a great movie. Great movie.
Very good movie.
I don't know why.
I don't know if I'd call it great, but it's very, very good. 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's pretty solid. All the scenes of the guys driving around the cars and everything, and the boys hanging out, just reminds me of my boys.
That's on my list as well.
So, all right, who else?
Just going around Robin here?
No,
you got to
do your whole list. You want me to do my whole list?
Yeah.
All right.
No, we're not doing it that way.
Jason wants to do it a different way.
We're going around the room.
All right. Jason wants to really draw it out.
Yes, but then it's going to be hard for listeners to identify who's
it doesn't
on,
matter.
Who's
we'll do a recap
they
at the end.
They need to listen harder.
All right, Cakes, give us one.
All right. This is not Braveheart.
On my list.
I mean, it's a timeless classic. I will sit down and watch it anytime it's on.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm not watching it. Believe it,
won
Best Picture.
It's not my kind of thing.
I know you don't like period pieces.
I did like it, but it's not my kind of movie that I did like.
Clearly on the list.
Right, I would have bet a lot of money that Braveheart would have been on both of your lists.
Braveheart is on my list.
Yes. I don't really do period pieces. Whatever.
Period piece.
All right, what else do you have there, Jason
Bishop?
You don't
really do great movies, you mean?
Yeah, I don't really do period pieces.
All right, second movie on my list, Silence of the Lambs.
Ooh, that's
one mine.
I forgot that one. Slept on that.
I mean, just a great one. It's a great movie.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
All right, so that's on Valdez as well, right?
Didn't win Best Picture, though. Do you know that?
It didn't?
I think, did it?
I thought it did.
I thought it was the same year as Schindler's List.
Maybe you're right.
I think Silence of the Lambs did win Best Picture. I think. Don't quote me on that.
So now I got to look it up.
Now you do have to look it up. You're correct.
All right, so Valdez, you had that. What else do you have on your list?
I had Caddyshack.
Whoa, that.
It's probably the best comedy of all time.
Okay.
All right.
Drab?
Really good, but not on my top five.
First off, Silence of the Lambs came out 4 years before.
Oh, okay. So it did win.
All right,
so it did win.
I don't think it won Best Picture.
Won. What year was that?
1991.
Definitely won.
Such a winner.
I don't care if it's Best Picture. Yeah. So, like, do I like the damn movie? Did I come out of there thrilled?
Oh, we're just trying to correct him.
Okay.
We're just trying to correct
him. I wish I had more movie clips. Wish I had more.
We'll put them in the system.
All right, is it Drabby's turn? Right,
first on my list, Die Hard. Classic. 5 out of 5.
That's a good one. That's a really
it's a good,
good
one. But I can't put that on my top five.
I don't know
five.
If it's top five worthy,
I can't,
but
I can't stand
good.
All the Christmas controversy with it.
Right. Is it a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
It is a Christmas movie.
It actually ruins the movie.
All right, I've got two that are probably not going to be on anybody
Bill
else's list.
Clay.
My first Bill is probably Clay. My favorite of all time. Life is Beautiful. It's a great movie.
Hard subtitles.
Subtitles.
He ain't going to win the contest.
Did that just eliminate himself?
You just eliminated yourself.
The possibility
of
hope.
Your next four better be really good, yeah. buddy.
The possibility of hope in the face of unflinching horror.
Yeah.
Terrible movie.
I don't even know what it's about.
Great movie.
I don't even think I saw it.
The subtitles.
Roberto Benigni.
So many subtitles.
I know.
Where the
remember.
Italian actor jumped around in the Academy
Awards. Yeah, I remember
Awards.
That. But I don't
you
even
can't
think
put
I saw
a movie with subtitles in your top five.
Okay, sorry, I can't put an all-time great
Go ahead.
Classic.
All right. I thought you were going to do two.
It's your list.
Oh, no.
No, I just, I know that I'm saying that two
All right, here
of
you go.
Them.
Another one. This one, if this one's not on JP's list, I'll be surprised. And I just got size for it. It's a movie. It was iconic for me. I watched it a million times.
I already know what it is.
Rocky 2.
Oh, I didn't know what it is.
It's not even the original belt. Rocky.
Why Rocky 2? Now, Rocky 2.
Because he wins.
Is that when he, size. Hold on, is that when he... Does he beat Creed in Rocky 2?
Yes, Rocky 2. His wife goes in a coma after delivering birth.
Girlfriend in a coma?
And he wasn't really, he didn't have his heart into training. And then when she wakes up,
that's
she doesn't want to talk
to him. 5 out of 5.
She says something like, just win. And then I believe Burgess Meredith
I
goes,
think, I think Rocky 3
for?
Is better than Rocky 2. Right, with Drago?
That's Rocky 4 with
Yeah,
Drago.
Rocky 3 is Mr. T, Ricky. Clubber
oh,
Lang.
No, right, Rocky 4 then.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, Rocky 2 just resonated.
Rocky 2 has,
they're all, listen,
Rocky 2 has the best
the
montage.
First 4 are great.
Rocky 2 has the best montage. Because right after that, she says, just win. He's, what are we waiting for? And then the music kicks in.
We can all agree the Rocky with Tommy Morrison stinks.
Yes.
That we can agree on.
Rocky 5.
Yeah.
All right. Cakes?
Cakes are up.
I mean, this is Gladiator.
On my list.
I mean, of course, Gladiator. Best Picture. Russell Crowe. How dare you turn your back on me, Slay? How great is that movie?
No, anytime it's on, I watch it.
Of course.
So I somebody, oh, Brave. I see I get Braveheart and Gladiator all mixed up.
By the
all
way, right. I would say mathematically, the person whose list finishes first actually has the best list. I know that the callers are going to decide it, but Valdez already has 3, and he's only mentioned 1.
I've got 3.
Doesn't matter just because you guys all agree.
Oh, yeah, you do have 3.
I do have 3. I got Gladiator, Braveheart, Silence of the Lambs.
Yep.
All right, number 4, Goodfellas on my list.
I had it on my list. I crossed it out.
Yeah,
it was originally
like it.
On
it's
my
not
list,
one of my top
but
fivers.
I thought of one that had to go on.
All right, Valdez.
But, so Goodfellas is great.
Goodfellas is good, but this is better, Casino.
Casino's really good. The scene where he takes a dude in the back room with the hammer, it's great. It's an amazing
pummels
movie.
His fingers.
Yeah, but
pummels
see, I like Goodfellas because I like De Niro as a bad guy. Anytime De Niro is a bad guy, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's a 12 out of 10.
Right, Drabby.
And I'll get to that in a second.
His first selection was Die Hard.
Casino is fine, but The Departed pummels it.
Oh, I forgot about The Departed.
Yep.
That's a good
Departed's
one.
Departed's really good.
I thought you were going to have that one.
That's
Can't
a good
quite
one.
Make my list.
I had to put Goodfellas over Departed.
Yeah. He has a 4-letter word next. 100% chance.
It is. Does it rhyme with Pete?
Yes. You're up.
Me?
Yeah.
Your third selection. So far, you have Good Will Hunting and Rocky 2.
Sorry.
You're
the running for worst list.
A little bit.
I mean,
sequel.
These are movies I get
sequels are always worse than the original. You have a sequel on your list.
Not true. Empire Strikes Back.
Usually sequels are nubs compared to the original.
Rocky 2 is great.
All right. I already mentioned it, but it's worth. It's just.
I already know it.
Rain Man.
I didn't know it.
You've bit your hope for everyone I say.
I'm waiting for you to throw it out there.
Yeah. Rain Man.
Because it's definitely on your top
excellent.
Five.
Excellent.
Rain Man is just one of my
I believe I'm going to be the only person with this on his list. I crossed out Goodfellas. And this is a timeless classic, The Wizard of Oz. How can that not be on people's list?
You just lost the contest.
You're out.
Did you lose the contest
I think
at
you
all.
Just, I think you just lost your sexuality.
Do you that's love it, Wizard of
just,
Oz?
You just fell out of the gates. That
Wizard of Oz kind of gives me a creeper. Oh. It reminds me of being a kid. Yeah. It does.
Oh.
You just pulled your goalie at a tie game.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's he doing?
Wizard of Oz might be the greatest movie
all right,
of all
I
time.
I think you've already eliminated yourself.
All right, here's my movie, which I don't think anybody's going to have a list.
I haven't given mine
because he skipped me. I think I was...
No, we're going this way.
That's right. Okay, my bad.
Richard, Heat. I'm sorry.
Of course.
you called it, but De Niro as a bad guy is better than De Niro as a good guy. That's why Casino's not on my list.
Yeah.
So my Heat has got to be... I guarantee you Heat's probably... I'm the only guy with Heat on there.
Jason's
on list.
Closed out. Braveheart, Silence of the Lambs, Gladiator, Goodfellas, and Heat. I think I would have, if I had to pick your top five, I think I would have nailed four of them.
Probably.
Let's go to Drab.
It's because they're great movies.
Or Valdez. Valdez closes.
This is my last one. I combined them together, The Godfathers, one and two, and three.
You can have.
I don't know if you can you do can that. Do,
I don't. Pick one.
One.
Yeah, the original.
All right.
Obviously a great film.
Enjoyed it, but I don't care.
This is about 8 hours long.
It's long.
Drab.
This will probably take me off the list for winning, but The Big Lebowski. No one here has seen
it. Classic.
I don't get sized.
5 out of 5. Brilliant. You got to be next level smart to okay. get that movie.
Is your next one going to be like Kingpin?
No,
that's a funny movie.
That's next level like dumb.
Kingpin.
Yeah. Kingpin is funny.
So, what are the movies on your list right now, Drabby?
Die Hard, The Departed, Big Lebowski.
All right.
So my second one, I mean, nobody's going to have this on the list. Personal fave. I love The Cutters, Dennis Quaid, Daniel Stern, 94% of Rotten Tomatoes.
B.A.
Breaking Away.
Don't remember Ooh. Much about it. It's good. A movie about bikes.
Good movie. Not great, but good movie. Solid movie.
It's more than solid, but it's fine. Back to you, E.B.
All right.
We all agree. JP's list so far. Terrible.
What is his?
Subtitles, movie about bikes.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Come on. Mine are just very pop culture-y, but I just get sized.
You got Wicked Witch of the East on yours.
I guarantee no one has this one. Uh-huh. It's probably the most controversial one, but I saw it 100 times. It resonated with me big time when it came out.
I know it.
No, you don't. Do the Right Thing. I got sized for that movie.
Very good movie.
I got butt sized for Do the Right
Thing.
All right,
I know your fifth one.
Well, I've mentioned it 100 times.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
All right, number 4 on my list. Great movie from the 80s. Everybody here snoozing on it.
Oh, I know what it is.
What do you think?
All right, give me one star in it.
One star? One. I can't give you the main star. It's a dead giveaway.
All right.
John Cusack?
No, it's not John Cusack. Christopher Lloyd.
Back to the Future.
Oh, back to
the Future, the original. That's got to be on your top 5 list.
A little bit hard.
Come on. Please.
I'm not a big fan, but oh well, it's your list.
I mean, I think I liked it when I was 8.
It's your list.
He likes Wizard of Oz and Back to the Future.
I mean, Wizard of Oz. Look at a top 10 list on IMDb.
What's your next one?
I guarantee you, Breaking Away isn't on that list. Wizard of Oz is on that list.
But right. Adults see my movie.
All right, Valdez. Is Valdez
out?
Up?
Yeah, he's out of movies.
Did I tell you what movie I thought you were going to say?
Yeah.
Breakfast Club.
Because really good, but not top 5.
All right, so Drab.
Yeah. I would agree.
All right, Cakes is going to regret not having this on his list. Edge of Tomorrow, Tom Cruise.
What building does he jump off of?
You didn't think about your list.
The one where he dies 100 times?
It's brilliant. One of the most brilliant movies.
Yeah. All right.
That's
eliminated.
That's the funniest one on anybody's list so far.
Why don't you go check out the reviews for it?
I liked it, but it's not a top 5 of all time.
Okay, right, I mentioned this before. A Few Good Men.
I was thinking about that one.
That one. That's that a good one. Definitely is on the outside looking in. For me. That's a really good one.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's the first one I regret.
It was between Silence of the Lambs and A Few Good Men to me.
I kind of regret that.
So you've got Hoop Dreams, number 5.
Hoop Dreams.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's the best movie ever.
I knew that was going to be on the list.
No movie can compare.
Right, I joined on EB for having a sequel. I'm going to do the exact same thing for my last movie.
Right.
Aliens.
Oh, that's a good one.
Better than the original.
I agree.
Which is rare. Sometimes it does happen. Apologies,
you came
EB.
Back strong with that one.
Thank you.
But you're already eliminated with the Oz, with the Wizard of Oz. You're already eliminated. All right, we got 5. Oh, Drabby.
Number 5, Gangs of New York.
That's a really good one.
Just because you're attracted to Leo DiCaprio.
You didn't say what the rules were.
He loves Bill the Butcher. Loves him.
Do you think Daniel Day-Lewis isn't silly?
He is.
40% of Drab's movies are Leo movies.
I think we're. Oh, you have one.
To be honest, I can't decide. EB that went with Rocky too. I would put Rocky in, but you don't want to eliminate it. I'm going Shawshank Redemption.
Oh,
I considered that one.
Terrible, overrated movie.
I haven't even seen it.
I know it always makes like the IMDb top 10 list. I don't know why. Hack movie,
I
terrible.
Liked it.
All right, so those are our lists. Okay,
we got to redo them real quick for people
so
they can
vote.
We'll
put them up on Facebook. We'll put it up on Twitter, and you can vote. 800-636-1067. Yeah, we're going to take calls, but I'm saying just so you can visually see it, we'll put put up the list really quick. Facebook.com/TheJunks or follow us on Twitter at Junks Radio.
Hurry up, I got to pee.
Who are you voting for? EB, I'll give you a quick recap. Good Will Hunting, Rocky II, Rain Man, Do the Right Thing, Hoop Dreams. JP, also Good Will Hunting, Life is Beautiful, Breaking Away, A Few Good Men, and Shawshank Redemption. Cakes with Braveheart, Gladiator, Wizard of Oz, Back to the Future, and Aliens. Jason with Braveheart, Silence of the Lambs, Gladiator, Goodfellas, and Heat. Drab, Die Hard, The Departed, Big Lebowski, Edge of Tomorrow, and Gangs of New York, and Valdez with Silence of the Lambs, Caddyshack, Gladiator, Casino, and Godfather. Those are the movies. We'll take your calls next. Whose list is best?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We got the top five movie lists up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheJunks. And I hear all of the people calling in with movies that we have forgotten.
Right.
The point is to vote. So who's going to keep track of the votes and people Cakes. Can give us their...
AWOD. It's an AWOD job.
You know what? I can do
he
it.
Can't
it's not that
count.
Hard.
Kidding.
So how many calls are we going to take?
10.
The whole segment?
You said 10.
Okay.
Are you, we do the whole segment. You're trying to kill a bird?
I don't know if 10 will be enough.
All right. We'll take them through the segment.
How about first Junkie or Drabber Valdez to get 5 votes?
Okay.
So it's a race to 5?
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. And also let us know if we forgot any. I'm sure we have.
Yeah. I mean there's obvious. A million great movies, like you say. We just came up with our 5 favorites.
I had forgotten The Departed. I probably would have put that on my list.
You always talk about that
yeah.
one.
It's very hard, though.
All right, once again, EB went with Good Will Hunting,
Thank
Rocky
you.
2, Rain Man, Do the Right Thing, and Hoop Dreams.
Right.
My list included Good Will Hunting as well. Life is Beautiful, Breaking Away, A Few Good Men, and Shawshank Redemption. Cakes went with Braveheart, Gladiator, Wizard of Oz, Back to the Future, and Aliens. Jason went with Braveheart, Silence of the Lambs, Gladiator, Goodfellas, and Heat. Drab.
I feel like Jason's are all kind of like the same genre.
Yeah, like I have a little bit of range with my movies. Like yours are all like crime capers and talking board.
That's what I love.
I'm just saying, that's what I see.
Drab, Die Hard, The Departed, Big Lebowski, Edge of Tomorrow, and Gangs in New York. By the way, Drab's the only person who didn't have one of his movies on somebody else's list.
Wow, right, it's because it's a unique
eclectic Drab.
Original thinker over here.
Right. Valdez, Silence of the Lambs.
Top 5.
Such an idiot.
I mean, it's a good movie, but top 5. Come
Gladiator,
on.
Casino, and Godfather.
I mean, the category wasn't top 5 Tom Cruise movies. It was top 5 movies of all time.
Top 5 Tom Cruise and Leo movies.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Don't forget Caddyshack.
I did say Caddyshack. Okay, I think we need to go fairly quickly, so the winner is the first to 5.
I guess. Right. Let's go to Ron. Ron, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
Whose list did you like most, and then give us the movie we slept on?
Doesn't matter who you're talking to. Just go. Give us your vote.
Well, I'm talking about Orson Welles, you know, before he got completely fat after all that wine, women, and song.
All right, we want 2 things. Whose list?
Yes.
Did you like most?
Sorry.
And what's the movie we're sleeping on?
Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up?
Orson Welles. Come on.
Hey, gentlemen. I prefer AB's List. AB's List was the thing, you know, more diverse, more complete. It went over different years, different decades.
All right.
Thank you. And the movie I missed, I think, would have been Coming to America. I think if there's one movie before.
I liked it.
I have to make sure my son sees, you know, with me, would be Coming to America.
All right. Thank you. EB's on the board with one.
I'm stunned. I didn't think I'd get one vote.
I like every one of your movies. I'll be honest. I'd give a 5 out of 5.
Thank you. That's what I did. They're just movies that resonate with me.
But, I mean, I think people would give 5 out of 5s to mine as well.
I think some of the movies here are like critics' choice favorites for some people. For me, they're what my favorites were.
Likewise.
Let's go to James in Warrington. James.
Hey, what's going on, Jones?
What's up, James?
Case had me into Wizard of Oz, so I got to go with Bish. And you guys are missing The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, it's a great
one.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
I like The Usual Suspects, although Kevin Spacey's in it now. It taints it. But I did like that. Actually, I can't believe I don't have a John Malkovich movie.
You know, it doesn't taint it for me. It's still a silly movie. Still a great performance by him.
I slept on Rounders.
Slept on Rounders, that's
for
true.
Me, Rounders good a good I really one. Like that movie.
Yep. In the
there's
line
just
of
too
fire.
Many. There's too many of them.
Yeah.
Many.
In the Line of Fire.
Yeah. It's a good I one. Like In the Line of Fire, too. That's in the next. It's in the Hall of Very Good. Aaron. Let's go to Aaron.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was gonna go with EB, but he dropped Interstellar, so I'm going to have to go with Lurch Pop on this one.
All right.
That's two.
And what Damn movie it. Are we sleeping on?
I'm thinking Interstellar.
Interstellar was good. That movie did move me. I mean, literally. I don't know. It was weird, man.
I don't know why.
I'm not a sci-fi guy.
So hold
either.
On. He should have put Interstellar in for what
if
movie?
If I had Interstellar in, then I were.
Yeah, you got two. Right?
You'd have to bump out Rocky 2.
Rocky 2.
Probably Rocky 2. But it just instinctively, I had to put it in. All right. Thank you, Aaron. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Mark in Springfield. Mark, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mark.
I would have to say EB right now because he had to do the right thing.
Look at this upset of all upsets. I'm getting some votes
you
here.
You are. You're,
all right.
You and Jason both have
hey,
two.
But you guys are sleeping on Higher Learning. You guys are sleeping on a lot of good John Singleton movies
the,
right there.
The fact that you think Higher Learning should be in the top five, we should eliminate your vote. Discount it.
Yeah. Oh, my in that genre. God. Thank you, dude. In that genre.
The acting, John Singleton.
The acting in Higher Learning is woeful.
I slept on Boys in the Hood, which I do
Boys
love.
In Boys in the Hood's a really good one.
But, I mean, five movies.
Yep. Doesn't matter. It's up to the people.
Menace to Society.
2-2.
Menace to Society.
Still waiting for that JP
really
vote.
Good.
Still waiting for the JP vote.
Yeah. And the cakes roll.
The Life is Beautiful just nuked him.
I told him that.
Sorry. I'm a little more cultured than you guys.
Now, we have to have a discussion of which movie's worse, Life is Beautiful or Wizard of Oz.
I mean, Wizard of Oz is regarded as an American
Half
classic.
Guys
I haven't even seen it. Have you ever seen Life is Beautiful?
I can't believe
have you
it's
seen
getting
it?
Piled on.
Have no. you seen it? Have you seen it?
Don't get so defensive over there, Rick.
How about you watch it?
Because Amy.
I want to actually hear the people talk and understand. Yeah,
I don't want to read a movie.
I don't want to read the script.
Amy, go ahead. You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning. I vote for Jason. He's got the best list.
All right.
Of course.
Is there anything that you think we should have included that we left off?
It's too early for me to think.
All right. Thank you.
I'll still take the vote.
Jason has three then? Is Jason going to?
Jason has three. You have two. Everybody else with Zeppi.
Still waiting for Cakes.
Let's go to Mark. Jason's trying to get on a board. Mark, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. I go with Valdez 1, Bish 2, and you're sleeping on Forrest Gump, guys. Come on.
Oh,
Forrest Gump's a classic.
It's a good one.
Valdez is in with a vote.
I like Forrest Gump, but not that much.
Come on, guys. I need tip money for the valet. Hook me.
Well, if you win, you're going to give the valet a silly IOU.
I didn't expect anything
from
less
your boy
from you.
Flakes over
hey,
here.
you can get a five vote run.
That's probably
Andrew.
Not.
Andrew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Junks, how's it going?
What's up, man?
I'm voting for Bish.
Okay.
You're sleeping on We Were Soldiers and Dances with Wolves for subtitles. They're
Dances
not always
Wolves
bad.
Is awesome.
Ooh, Dances
Kevin
with
Costner
Wolves.
Has some great movies.
Hold on, We Were Soldiers.
Mel Gibson. I mean, it's not a top fiver. I mean, no. I can think of 10 other war movies that are better.
All right.
We slept on Field of Dreams.
I like Field of Dreams.
This will be a huge upset if I lose, but here we go.
Bull Durham, maybe. I like Eight Men Out.
Jason shouldn't win because he's never seen Shawshank or Bull Durham.
This will be Villanova beating Georgetown if I lose this.
All right, let's go to David, Gaithersburg. David, what's up?
Yeah, I'm going to go with JP. The Shawshank Redemption is one of the best movies out there, and you're sleeping on the movie Stripes. That was a classic.
That's a great comedy.
I mean, what was that, about 8?
But I'm going with JP.
It was 83. It was like, yeah, 82 or 83, I think. Yeah. If I included a comedy, my top comedy. See, the problem is you can do top 5 comedies.
Yeah, we'll do that
actually
tomorrow.
A little bit cheesy. When Harry Met Sally, I think, is a great movie.
Mm. True, but I mean,
hey, you know what? Just be happy you got one vote.
Is there anybody not on the board? These are the junk.
Yeah, keep going with cliche.
Is everyone on the board?
No, I have zero votes.
And Drab, Drab has zero.
I'm a forward thinker and included Wizard of Oz.
Right, forward thinker.
Right, who's next?
When you put that on your list, were you thinking, I probably won't live?
I originally had Goodfellas, crossed it out.
Yeah, you lost the
Wizard of Oz.
Lost it right there.
What are you going
to
do?
Let's go to Vaughn in D.C. Vaughn, what's up?
Hey, Cake's got the all-time greatest lineup, but you all definitely forgot to say The Never-Ending Story.
Oh, that's a hurting movie.
So are you voting for Cake?
You still want the vote?
Yes, Cake. Yes, Cake's got the vote.
By the way, I've never even heard of that movie. What is The Never-Ending Story?
I don't know.
Oh, with the dragon that flies with the guy that...
Can you play him off?
Yeah, play them off.
Yeah, it's a playoff.
Is that
worthy.
Like an old movie or
it's
something?
It's probably from the '80s, and it's terrible.
All right, so far it's 4 Bish, 2 Bickle, Cakes, Valdez, JP have won.
I need quite a run here at the end.
Drabby's rhymes with hero.
He voted for Cakes because he's an Ozzie Smith fan.
Right. Right.
Jeff, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Never ending story. Give me a break. Cakes.
What?
Cakes got the best list.
Cakes
thank you. Thank you.
You're a Wizard of Oz guy?
Oh, I love The Wizard of Oz. Right,
we're
to speed it up here.
Why? Who cares?
He's missing Blaze. He's missing a Godfather.
All right.
I had to put Back to the Future in. I couldn't fit Godfather. Because you never know. He'd be
surprised
he
liked your list better than Valdez's because he had the Godfather.
Let's go to Ben, Vienna.
Turns out Valdez will start. The
Few Good Men is what's the up? One I regret. Ben, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I got Drab. He needs a vote. Except for The Edge of Tomorrow, but I still like his movies. And you guys are sleeping on Jaws.
Jaws is hurting. Yeah, it doesn't stand
oh,
up.
Oh, it
that
stands
dumb
up.
Mechanical
is great. It stands up. Jaws is one. Great. So is The Shining.
Mechanical Shark kind of tilts me a little bit.
I thought about going The Shining to put a horror
Shining's
movie.
Shining's really good, too.
That's a good one. You should have included it.
Sean! Frederick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Junks?
What's up?
I think I'm going with Valdez, and you guys are sleeping on Scarface.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good, too.
Really good one. All right, thank you.
A classic.
Valdez is up to 2. It's getting a little bit tight.
It
Scott,
is getting tight now.
Fredericksburg, what happened to all my momentum?
Stalled.
Peaked early.
Scott.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah. From Scott. They realized
I'm
to put
going
Rocky
with
2.
Bish.
There all it right. is. Close out.
And I think you're sleeping on Inception.
Oh.
Oh, no, I slept during Inception.
No,
I'm not sleeping on
Dream Within a Dream, that was great.
All right. I'll take the vote anyway. Terrible
yeah,
movie.
Play them all.
All right, thank
you. Yeah.
Here's your silly IOU.
What
don't
do I
spend
owe,
it
dollar?
All in one place.
Dollar, yeah, tip money.
I knew I would never win.
Here we go.
Pretty much knew Jason was going to win. He just picked the cliche movies that like it's easy for guys to say. Yeah. Oh, Goodfellas, Gladiator, Braveheart.
Yeah, they're horrible movies.
And Heat.
By the way, Edge of Tomorrow has higher Rotten Tomato score than Heat and Gladiator. Keep joning. Maybe you guys should see it.
How many votes
I've
you got?
I've seen it.
I think it's in a top 5 Tom Cruise list.
It's critically acclaimed, Rick.
You're just bitter because you got one measly vote. And the only reason
JP's
he gave me the vote
right.
is because he felt bad
JP's
for you.
Right. You're just picking softballs
yeah,
for
so
everybody.
No.
Like if I just wanted to win, I would have done that too.
Well, that's because every listener agreed with me.
You picked the most popular.
Oh, movie. I slept on The Town. So silly.
I thought one of you guys would pick The Town.
The Town is so good.
I really did think one of you guys were going to pick that. And The Departed.
Well, they're popular movies because they're great movies.
He picked The Departed.
That's the point.
Oh, he did.
Drab picked The Departed.
Yeah. By the way, the regret is movies, A Few Good Men.
The Wizard of Oz, 99% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, my God.
That's 99
years old.
Out of 100, 99. Is 99
what's the
out of 100
one
good?
Everybody always has as like number one on their list, like a movie.
Ben-Hur, something like that.
Casablanca.
I can appreciate the classics. You guys need stuff that came out like 15 minutes ago.
I have 5 classics.
I don't know that I've ever watched The Wizard of Oz start to finish because it's boring.
Not people boring. Always put like Gone with the Wind. If cakes, right. They might as well put Gone with the Wind.
I mean, Wizard of Oz did come out in 1939.
But it's a classic.
You know what? The classics.
What's your favorite part, cakes?
favorite part. I know the scariest part when I was a kid. When the
not fly, when you were a kid. When now, the, when you watch Wizard of Oz right now.
Favorite.
Let's put
part?
It this way, Cakes. If we had 25 DVDs and the TV in here, and you had to pick a movie to watch,
this is like
including
you like
your
this.
Five. You like there's this. No yes. chance. There's no chance if you're sitting here that that's the first five movies.
God forbid. Is this from God forbid? I actually can harken back to my childhood and enjoy something from when I was a kid.
Cakes. If there were 25 movies right here.
Yeah,
and you had to pick them
to
watch. That would be in your top five to watch. Wizard of Oz. You would watch 100%. That before you would watch some of these other
I'm
movies.
You, no I like. Chance. I like
You'd
the
be so bored so quick.
I don't slice with a gun down the yellow
don't
brick road.
Don't be so salty. You got one vote.
Yeah.
Don't be so salty.
I don't care.
He got double your votes.
Everybody's lashing out at my list. My list is kind of silly.
It was okay.
It's pretty good.
I'm telling you, you probably would have won if you had eliminated. Wizard of Oz.
I mean, Wizard of Oz really hurt.
Cakes relates to him since they're short and bald.
You had three strong
but
movies.
Scott Skiles.
You had three really strong movies.
I would argue I had five really strong movies. You don't like Back to the Future.
I'm not a Back to the Future.
Yeah, because it wasn't.
You lost me.
Like, did flux capacitor really hold up?
Flux capacitors.
You just lost me.
Guy drives a car.
It's a vital piece
all
of technology.
Of a sudden he goes back in time.
It's called science fiction. You gotta have check your brain at the door.
Mm. I should have put Interstellar too because that one.
We can ask. We can ask Jay Beagle what his top five are.
Yeah. Oh, we'll ask him. He can give it to us next week.
Oh, he's not on today?
Well, think about it. You can think about it, right?
Oh, okay.
Or are we going to put him on the spot?
Oh, we put him on the spot, and then he can think about it, too.
Yeah, he can think about it and change
it
next week.
He can instinctively give us.
Off the top of his head.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, J.B. Eagle.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, right at this time during the week, although we're going to push it a few minutes later, we'll be giving away those tickets to see the Caps take on the Maple Leafs outdoor. And join us right now from the Washington Capitals for the morning skates, our pal Jay Beagle. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
So, Jay, earlier we were talking about your upcoming outdoor game. What happens if it's 70 degrees?
Yeah, I don't know, to tell you the truth. It's kind of looking to be that way, though, for... We got home last night, and it was pretty warm, so I don't know what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure they'll still be able to get the ice good. Just obviously, it's not optimal conditions for outdoor game.
Jay, you're fine. I looked at the 10-day, I believe, on March 3rd. The high will be 45, the low is 37, and the game's at night. So you should be in the high 30s. You should be fine. But you've already lived through it. You did the Winter Classic when you were called up with the Caps years ago. What was it like playing on that ice surface? I was there for that game in Pittsburgh, and it got shifted from a 1 p.m. start to an 8 p.m. start. What was it like with the rain coming in and the high temps in that game?
Yeah, it was it was obviously pretty crazy because I remember going out, and after they delayed it, they still were wondering if we were going to be able to play it, and the refs were kind of trying to make the judgment call, and it was something where you got to just do it. It's an outdoor game. The fans are there. We're there. Players are there. So let's suit up and go. So that was obviously the first experience with an outdoor game. It was a lot of fun, and looking forward to another one.
But what Caps fans were not looking forward to was another game like the game in Chicago, where the Caps lost 7-1. I saw that after the game, TJ Oshie sounded like called a meeting amongst all the players and just talked not about like strategy, more talked about the mental approach going forward after that game. Talk about the game in Chicago and how you guys bounced back against Buffalo yesterday.
Yeah, it was obviously a pretty disappointing game. Obviously, in front of our dads too. It was a father's trip, and to have it end on that was, is embarrassing. We didn't like the way we played, and it was tough too because we left Holtby out to dry again, and that's not a good feeling to leave your goalies out, and kind of make them have to make unbelievable saves just to stay in the game. And that late goal that we gave up in the first was tough, and mentally we just had to come back. It was nice that we played real quick here within 2 days, and then now we have a back-to-back. We play Tampa tonight, so it's good to get back on the horse right away and you know, kind of get back into a groove and put that one behind you and mentally just, you know, forget about that game and learn from it. Now we got Tampa tonight, which is going to be a big game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What do you say to Hopi after a game like that?
Nothing. I mean, if anything, you know, after, you know, the next day, you just talk to him a little bit about it and just, you know, just say sorry. I mean, really, it wasn't a good effort. And the thing is we haven't played good in front of him, I think, for a couple weeks now, where he's been bailing us out. And, you know, obviously goaltenders are going to bail you out. It's going to happen. You're going to have games where you need a goaltender to stand on his head to get the win, but not every night. We can't rely on Holtz just because we have him, you know, to bail us out, and it's just not fair to him. It's not the right way to play, and so you know, we got to make sure that tonight we come out and play our best in front of him and give him an easier game, because that's what he deserves.
Jay, an ugly sidebar to that Chicago game was Devontae Smith-Pelly being racially taunted while he was in the penalty box. 4 fans were ejected. Now they've been basically banned for life from attending games.
Good.
At Chicago. Talk about the fallout from that. Is that something that is more widespread than we think?
People are insane.
What happened to Smith-Pelly in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's embarrassing. I mean, it's terrible that still happens. They got kicked out of the game, which is really good. You know, unfortunately it still does happen. People are insane. You know, and there's gotta be consequences for your actions, and, you know, getting kicked out of the game and, you know, banned for life from being able to go back, I think is a start. But you know, it's obviously too bad when something like that happens, and it's just not right, and it's embarrassing when it happens. It's unfortunate.
I saw just the video of that. I wasn't watching the game, Jay, but Pelly was arguing with a guy and a girl right there next to the penalty box. Were those 2 of the 4 that got thrown out?
You know, I don't know. I didn't even see it, obviously, because I was killing the penalty, so I was out on the ice. I didn't even know until the end of the game, you know, what had happened.
Right.
So I'm not sure. Yeah. I wasn't aware that it was even happening during the game.
So tell us about your new teammates. You guys made a trade for, is it Mikal Kempney?
Yep.
What's his deal? Defenseman, right?
Defenseman. Yeah. Left-handed, pretty big guy. I don't know too much about him just cause we obviously don't play Chicago that much during the year. But recently obviously played against him, and, you know, I think just by the couple shifts I had against them and the kind of the scouting report, good, solid defenseman, you know, strong, moves the puck well. So I think he's around 26 or 27 years old. If I might be off on that, but I think that's what it was. So, you know, and just a good depth guy. So, you know, looking forward to meeting him. Like I said, don't know too much about him, but I'm sure we'll get to know him here, you know, real soon and find out what he's about.
Jay, what's the turnaround like when you face the Sabres, who are minus 55 goal differential, and then like a little more than 24 hours later in your own building, you have to take on the Lightning, who are a plus 52 in goal differential, best in the league and atop the Atlantic Division with 81 points?
Yeah, it's going to be a different mindset. Obviously, you know, it's going against the top team. This is a real fast team that comes at you, really capitalizes off of turnovers and mistakes in the neutral zone. So we have to make sure that, you know, we're really managing the puck well. And you know, obviously we're at the Capital One Arena. We got to make sure we take care of business in our rink and go after these guys and, you know, prove that we belong, you know, at the top as well. So, you know, it's going to be a fun game. It's always fun to play against the top teams, and, you know, this one's going to be a good game.
Talking to Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals, so you mentioned, you know, Braden Holtby after the debacle on Saturday night against the Blackhawks. The other thing, which was strange, very unique, in this game is Ovi didn't have a shot. I think it was like the first time basically in 1,000 games that he had no shots. Was he extra ornery after the game?
No, I don't think – well, I mean, we were all not in a good mood, so no one stood out more than the other of, you know, obviously being rattled. So, I also didn't know that, though, that he didn't have a shot, which is, always shocking when Ovi doesn't have a shot. But, you know, overall that game, you know, was just not the way we wanted to play as a group and individually. So, you know, we got to make sure that that's behind us and go after Tampa, that's for sure.
All right, real quick, I got to ask you, maybe I'll ask you again next week. We just went through our top five movies of all time. For us, each of us, our personal favorites, you know, everyone's saying Black Panther, it's breaking records. I think it did maybe close to $200 million this weekend. A lot of people are saying it's one of the best movies ever. We did our list. Can you come up just off the top of your head with a couple of your favorite, your top five maybe, your top three, whatever, of all time?
Ooh, that's tough. Yeah, putting me on the spot here.
When people ask you your favorite movie, what do you normally say?
I say Braveheart. Braveheart is my favorite movie. That's definitely on a couple of guys' lists.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is for sure. And then The Shawshank.
Shawshank.
Probably also. Yeah, probably also up there. Right. Yeah. And then I go for... I need a funny one.
Shouldn't you have a hockey movie in there?
Slapshot.
I mean, Miracle. You've seen Slapshot 1,000 times.
I've seen Slapshot 1,000 times on the bus in junior. I'm so sick of that movie. I can't even. When it's on, it's immediate. Turn the channel.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what my third would be. That's a tough one. I also like funny, stupid movies.
All right, you have homework for next week then, Jay.
Yeah, give us three more next week.
Jay, what's your stance on Wizard of Oz?
My wife loves Wizard of Oz. Exactly. I am not a Wizard of Oz fan.
Of course, because you're a real man.
Damn it, I should have served that up for Jay.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All
right, thank you, brother.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yep. All right,
get
you too,
those
buddy.
Two against Tampa.
Right.
Tampa.
You bet.
Can you name a third hockey movie? So there's Slapshot, Miracle.
Slapshot, Miracle. You have...
Was there an Anaheim thing?
There's
one
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks. There's one with Rob Lowe. I think it was called Youngblood back in the
80s. Mystery Alaska.
That's... You know what? Mystery Alaska, underrated. It doesn't get anywhere near my vaunted top five, but it's very good.
What about Bad News Bears? Should I have had Bad News Bears in there?
No, not a top five.
definitely a classic, but probably not
classic,
five.
Yeah.
Top five movie you saw when you were like 14. Yes.
You got a movie.
Well, you're Joan and you got Wizard of Oz.
1938.
That came out like 75.
You were minus 42.
All I have are two American classics on my list.
My son went to a Back to the Future party.
I think Bad News Bears is a classic.
A 10-year-old birthday party.
You can't put Bad News Bears in the same category as Wizard of Oz.
I think I can.
I don't think you can.
I think it's pretty close.
I don't think they're really close.
What about Herbie Love Bug?
All right, mention that every morning this week, we are giving away tickets to see the Capitals take on the Maple Leafs in the 2018 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series game. Tickets are on sale now through nhl.com/stadium-series-tickets, but you can win your way in this week with 106.7 The Fan. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contests. Drab told me to come up with a trivia question, and I slept on it. Why don't we just do the 10th caller? Can we just do the 10th caller today? And then we'll do trivia questions the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Because I slept on it, and I was trying to come up with one off the top of my head. I slept on it. Coming up next, we have Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. The 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You'll get those tickets to the Caps Maple Leafs, the 2018 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.